Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Macs and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey getting ready for this sectional semifinal at Colfax here on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook page. Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. What would you say is a key or two here for McDonald to try to stop this hot Colfax team? They've won 4 out of 5, and the only loss was against Boyceville. They avenged that last week on Thursday, 9-4.
For me, it's simple, Caleb. It's containing the top of this order. You have bringing Sikora, a very good bat, Aaliyah Koonsman, and the pitcher, Lakenbier,
yeah.
Very solid top of the lineup. If we can control those bats and play solid defense, you know, those are my keys to the game today.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut."
Well, they're jumping right into the game, so here we go. Kendall Heffler takes the first pitch low and in the dirt, ball one from Lakenbier. Honestly, I was expecting the national anthem, but here we go.
I was too. I was surprising. There's not another sporting event going on, I don't think.
Heffler pops one up along the third base line, and it is caught diving to the grass for the first out of the inning. That looked like it was Brent Sikora, the shortstop, ranging over to make that catch.
Very good athlete out there at short for Colfax.
All right, we are underway. Beyer low and in the dirt to Keegan Winger. Didn't get a chance to show you Kendall's average coming up, but 351 on the season. As Keegan Winger now stands at the plate with a 391 average. Again, averages are one thing, but facing a pitcher you haven't faced before sometimes can take some getting used to.
Keegan's been swinging a good bat of late.
She has. 1-1 the count. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Beyer the pitch upstairs for ball two. Top of the McDonald lineup. Lakenbier. Well over 170 strikeouts versus just 66 walks. Fouled straight back by Winger to even the count at 2-2. Carter Jagger, our onside video producer and camera operator, up on the ladder tonight. Hard shot to second base. It's bobbled, and Keegan is going to beat it out.
Nice rip, Keegan.
There's a single for Keegan Winger. Brings up Riley Christensen. Riley in that three slot, leading McDonald in batting average. So Winger aboard at first base.
You and I were talking before the game, Caleb. Riley last year in that regional final game, 4-for-4 off of Lakin last year.
Each a year older, so could have quite the battle here today. Keegan Winger at first. Riley fouls the first one off along the first baseline. And our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. One on, one out for McDonald, top of the first. Windy, windy day here in Colfax. Appreciate Athletic Director Michael Hodel, our guest host here. Fouled out of play along the third baseline. So nothing in two on Riley Christensen with Kelsey Bremnes on deck. If you're curious what your home or land is worth, or maybe you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors. That's MSKRealtors.com. Buyer the pitch. Outside. Ooh. Just missed by a bit on an 0-2 count. That's a tough hold for Riley.
Yeah, that was that looked just about on the corner there.
Winger ready to roll at first. Beyer the junior with the pitch. Grounder right back to Beyer. She bobbles it. It's loose along the first baseline and safe at first and second for McDonald.
Oh, threw him in the outfield.
Now through in the outfield, and McDonald moving on to second and third, and Keegan Winger is coming around to score, and McDonald leads 1-0 on the error. Riley ends up at third base on a little blooper back to the mound. The importance of defense.
Yeah, before we knew it, that ball was all the way out to the fence. I'm not, you know, we have a hard time kind of seeing what happened there on first base, but...
So, the cleanup hitter, Kelsey Bremnes, comes to the plate. Brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, our cleanup hitter. If your home or business is a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. At Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck. First pitch in there for a strike from Lakin Beyer. So we'll adjust the count here. Look at the season for... Kelsey Bremnes. Runners at the corners, one in. Bremnes swats one to Coach Rick Ruff. He's ready for that.
Week after week, never one flinch.
0-2 count, Claire Ruff on deck. Riley Christensen at third with just one away. Kelsey Bremnes can help her cause very early with the base hit here. McDonald leading 1-0. Beyer the kick and the pitch. Grounder along third and ropes foul. And we're hoping you're not picking it up a lot on our mics, but you probably are, and if not, we'll keep repeating. It is very windy. And it just seems like, again, if any of these hitters on either side can get even a decent piece of one, it's going to go a long ways. Bremnes chops one back to the mound. The throw to first to get one, but it's a sacrifice. It's 2-0 McDonald. As Kelsey Bremnes drives in Riley Christensen to make it 2-0. So two away. Claire Ruff takes ball one. Excuse me, called strike. 2-0 McDonald, top of the first. Ruff bats from the right. And she'll slam one out to center field. Claire Ruff, a big turnaround first. She'll hold there. And the McDonald sophomore is aboard at first base.
Solid hit there by Ruffer.
Brings up Lizzie Liebrandt. We didn't even give you a chance to... see Claire's stats. We'll give them to you now. 417 average, 488 OBP. She'll certainly help that. Now Lizzie Liebrandt, who's hit three out of the park so far this season. Lakin Beyer whistles one in for strike one. First pitch strikes. Beyer's done well with that.
This is going to be a good matchup to watch all day. Lizzie's been Lakin's catcher for the past three summers.
Okay.
Travel ball, so they know each other well.
0-1 count, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Lakin Beyer. McDonald leading 2-0 here in this sectional semifinal. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Liebrandt in the sixth slot, number nine, the catcher batting from the right. Beyer the pitch, called strike three, and that will end the inning. First strikeout of the day for Lakin Beyer, but McDonald puts two across. We head to the bottom of the first. Our score, the Lady Max 2, Colfax nothing. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports on YouTube and the WOGO Radio Facebook page live streaming. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey. Experience the local pharmacy difference in the medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The medicine shop caring beyond prescriptions. And Jason, good way to start for the Lady Max, getting two across right away.
Yeah, no complaints on that start. Give your pitcher a couple runs to work with. Now let's play some D.
So Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for McDonald. Kelsey's pitched 92 and two-thirds innings with 91 strikeouts on the season. She's facing a very talented top of the order with Bryn Sikora, the junior shortstop, number 22, at the top of the order. First pitch low. Sikora, if memory serves, is batting about 594. Check that when we have opportunity, but
doesn't surprise me. She's one heck of a player.
She sends the first one well out to left field, and that is gone.
Yep.
One pitch, one swing, and Sikora makes it a 2-1 game. I believe that is her 10th home run of the season. And as expected, get a nice piece of it. And right now, McDonald's lead cut in half.
And nothing hurt there. I mean, nobody on base. And we knew if you were going to get one up in the air today, it's a good chance of it going over the fence.
That one carried very well, but it certainly had a lot of power behind it as well. And Colfax already has one run more than they scored last year in the regional final against McDonald. So a 2-1 game. Pop up along the third baseline and foul for Aaliyah Koonsman. Koonsman, a freshman?
Koonsman, yep.
Koonsman, one of three freshmen in this starting lineup.
Very solid freshman. She used to be a part of our travel program out in Seymour.
Bats from the right, yeah, clearly. Be batting the two slot as she'll send a liner out to left field. Kendall Heffler scoops it up. But Koonsman aboard with a single. And that brings up Laken Beyer, the junior pitcher, number three. Again, gave up two to McDonald. And now a runner at first and no one out for Colfax. Top of the order, doing what Coach Dickinson had hoped. Bremnes the pitch, called strike. Lizzie Liebrandt pops out of her stance, making sure the runner stays put. From the bottom of the first here in this sectional semifinal WIA Division 4 tournament. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two on Laken Beyer. Audrey Ebert, the senior, number 10, the DP, is due up next. Pitch, foul back. Keep the count at 0-2. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 0-2 count. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, just outside. One ball, two strikes on the pitcher, the junior Laken Beyer.
Just like we saw last week, Caleb, Kelsey's a pitcher. She gets better as the game goes on. We saw
Absolutely.
That last Thursday in Stratford.
1-2 pitch, just missed, 2-2. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Lady Max from Freeze Financial Group. Runner at first, no one out, one run in. Pop up high into the air. Carolina Kugel reaches over, makes the grab in foul territory along the first baseline. And that's one away for Colfax as Beyer is retired.
Nice job, Key. That was a little bit out of my view. I'm glad you... I was waiting to hear the glove.
Yeah, I had to kind of lean over a little bit. And it was hit high.
Yeah.
Brings up Audrey Ebert, senior. DP number 10, also batting from the right. First four in the lineup for Coach Dickinson. The right-handed batters. 2-1 ball game. Fouled off. Nothing in one. If you're joining us perhaps on Facebook and looking for the Chi High game, that's on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, the video stream. Chi High facing DC Everest in Schofield. 0-1 pitch, caught the edge. 0-2 count on Audrey Ebert with Emma Medin, the senior third baseman number 7, on deck. Ebert's a senior, one of three seniors for Coach Dickinson. The 0-2, upstairs, ball one. Good discipline shown there by Ebert as Kelsey Bremnes was trying to get her to chase a bit. One, two count, the pitch, swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. And that's a big one. Brings up Emma Medin, the senior third baseman, number 7. Now two away. Medin also bats from the right.
Watch for Koonsman to be on the run here.
And with two outs, Koonsman's been sitting there at first for a while. Looking to take off. First pitch missed for Bremnes. Kenley Bjork, another one of those talented freshmen, second baseman number 5 in the sixth slot for Coach Dickinson, is on deck. Medin's able to reach. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Bremnes, the sophomore, facing Medin, the senior. Swing and a miss again. One and two the count. One-two pitch. Called strike three to end the inning, and McDonald retains their one-run lead. We head to the second. Our score, McDonald 2, Colfax 1. This is the sectional semi on WOGO Sports.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
The medicine shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Playoff Softball. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Kiara Leinenkugel at the plate. She'll ground one along the third baseline. It's gloved in foul territory.
That was close.
0-1.
Right on the line there almost.
Leinenkugel, the first baseman, who got one of those critical outs after Sakura knocked the first pitch she saw out of the park. Fouled back. Leinenkugel 0-2 against Lake and Beyer. We'll see how both of these pitchers respond. Again, a home run hit off Kelsey Bremnes. A defensive miscue kind of hurting Lakenbuyer a bit. Not really from her, but popped up. Shallow right field. It's a long run, and it drops! It drops for Kiara Leinenkugel, and she's aboard with a leadoff single.
You know, going back to talking about Kelsey there, I thought she settled down. You know, your pitcher gives up a home run, you want him to be able to settle back down, and she
just say one got away from me.
Yeah, and that was okay. No one was on.
It's a 2-1 ball game if you're just joining us.
Here we go, Lee.
Aaliyah Bovey. Sophomore. Showing bunt, pulls it back. Kiara Leinenkugel will pull back as well to first base. Leah's average has just continued to climb. She's right at 300 now, has driven in 8. Been saying this every game, that average isn't indicative of how well she's swinging right now. Showing bunt, drops in front of first base. It's going to be a tough play to throw to first in time. Moves the runner along. Leinenkugel at second. And one away for McDonald.
Nice job moving the runner into scoring position for Avery here.
And who's coming to the plate now? Avery Bovey, the birthday girl. Happy 18th birthday to Avery. And thank you for the gummy bears, by the way. I'm not really sure why she gave me presents on her birthday, but appreciate it very much. We scarfed those down pregame. See what the birthday girl can do here. With a runner in scoring position, fouls one back. One away for McDonald. 0-1 count on the senior, Avery Bovey.
We said Katie Ruff was pitching to the girls yesterday at practice, and
that'll help you.
She was pretty stoked. She ripped one off her, and so hopefully she brings it today.
Foul back. 0-2 count. Speaking of Katie Ruff, last time these two teams tangled, Katie had a 15 strikeout no hitter and a 10-0 six inning win in that regional final.
I think that was the best game I've ever seen her pitch in her high school career. That was a dandy.
It was incredible. Line foul on the change of speeds. In that game, Katie was one walk away from a perfect game. She struck out the first 12 batters before a ball was even put in play, and that was a pop-up that she caught. It was, again, an absolutely incredible performance, an electric performance, an incredible career for Katie Ruff. Ooh. Swing and a miss. Avery Bovey goes down for the second out of the inning, but still a runner in scoring position as Kendall Heffler comes back to the plate at the top of the order. Two away for McDonald. Runner at second, that's Kiara Leinenkugel. Kendall fouled one out along the third baseline. This time she'll hit one right to short. Throw to first, gets off the bag. Kiara Leinenkugel hustling in to score. It's 3-1 McDonald. The Lady Macs take advantage of a fielding miscue, and Kendall Heffler ends up at second base.
Well, that's why, as a coach, you tell the kids, tell the girls, you hustle on every single play for plays like that.
So Heffler at second is Keegan Winger. Takes a first pitch ball. Riley Christensen on deck. She scored the second run of the game for McDonald. Keegan Winger scored the first. Kendall Heffler looking to take off. Slapped foul along the first baseline. Keegan Winger to even the count at 1-1. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric. Proud to back the Lady Macs. 1-1 pitch. It is hit high in the air. Foul along the third baseline where there's a good crowd on hand.
Yeah.
A lot of people lining the outfield fence.
We got a full house here in Colfax. I think the only one probably on the live stream might be Chris
Nashville. In Nashville, yeah. The concert's not till tomorrow, so.
No. I know there's a few more than that. I have some family that couldn't make it. I know they're watching.
It's great to meet Grandma Bovey in person, by the way. One ball, two strikes with two away. Keegan Winger takes a pitch low inside. 2-2. 3-1 lead McDonald. One run in here, two away. In scoring position, Kendall Heffler.
Come on, Keegan.
At second base. Lakenbuyer, the junior. The kick and the pitch. It has popped up high, and that's going to get over our heads and out of play. honestly, if one ever comes down to us, I don't know if I can drop my pen and everything quickly enough to grab it. I might end up embarrassing myself.
Carter on the ladder might save us.
If Carter could catch it on the ladder, that would be worth some hazard pay. Pitch low in the dirt, gets away, and Kendall Heffler's going to take third. And the count is worked full for Keegan Winger, the McDonald junior third baseman.
All right, Keegan, let's win it.
Battle between Beyer and Winger, pair of juniors. Kendall Heffler at third base. The pitch, grounder, over to short. Tough throw to first in time. Play made by Bryn Sikora to Aaliyah Schindler. McDonald gets one more. We head to the bottom of the second. Our new score, the Lady Max 3, the Colfax Vikings 1. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knapps. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knapps of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Welcome back. Lady Max Softball on WOGO Radio's live video stream, the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and WOGO Radio on Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey.
It's nice getting one back there.
3-1 McDonald. Here in the second, Kenley Bjork, freshman, second baseman. One of three freshmen in the starting lineup. Pitch from Kelsey Bremnes misses. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Upstairs, ball two. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2-1 count. Bottom of the second. Swing and a foul tip backward to even the count at 2-2.
Nice pitch there.
Another freshman, Lyric Nichols, the right fielder number 14 on deck. When you need a plumbing repair or building or remodeling, call Bolin Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls. Bolin Prue Plumbing, trusted since 1951. Pitch upstairs. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes.
Here you go, Kels, go get it.
The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Kelsey Bremnes, the blow by for the first out of the inning.
That was nice.
So Bjork goes down swinging, third strike out of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Lyric Nichols, freshman right fielder. All batters have been from the right side so far for Coach Dickinson and the Colfax Vikings. Co-champs of the Dunn St. Croix Conference. First pitch outside.
Strike.
No, excuse me, she did catch the edge. My apologies to Kelsey for assuming that she missed. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. Bremnes quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. The 0-2, swing and a miss, but maybe got a piece of it, got a piece. He'll stay at 0-2. For investment advice, insurance planning, or personalized retirement analysis, reach out to Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management, 715-835-2123. That's McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management. The 0-2 pitch once again upstairs. Ball one on Lyric Nichols in the seven slot, the right fielder. Very warm day, windy day, making it feel a little less unbearably hot, but quite a change from temperatures we've seen earlier. Fouled up very high behind the plate, and Lee Brandt giving chase for kind of slaps her leg in frustration there as the wind just took it in an opposite direction from where Lizzie was tracking.
I think you and I both thought that ball was going to be out of play.
It looked like it was headed out beyond the fence, and then it sort of hung up. Just a tough play to try to make. Lizzie making a valiant effort there, but we're at 1-2. And Nichols battling here with Kelsey Bremnes. Pitch, trying to catch the outside edge and just missed, says our umpire. Lee Brandt
Lizzie
framed that one well.
That was a nice pitch.
Count is full. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fourth strikeout of the game. And Nichols is retired. So the battle goes to a full count. But Bremnes wins, brings up Aaliyah Schindler, the sophomore first baseman, number 13, who bats from the right, facing Bremnes for the first time. 3-1 ball game, McDonald with the lead. First pitch wide of the mark.
Number 8, Caleb, in the order?
This is number 8, yes. Aaliyah Schindler and then Peterson in the 9 slot, sophomore and senior, respectively. Two away. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
It's a drop ball there by Kels.
One count. Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss again. Dealing here. If you're curious what your home or your land is worth, or maybe you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors. That's MSKRealtors.com. The 1-2 popped high in the air, playable for no one, as Kelsey Bremnes and Caroline and Google didn't call one another off. And it's a miscommunication there, and so Schindler reaches on the error. Looked to be a pretty routine play.
Kiara's ball to come up and get.
And so that'll bring up the 9 hitter, Hannah Peterson, who represents the tying run. First lefty in this lineup is Peterson, the senior, with a runner at first and 2 away. Bremnes the pitch, called strike. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels. Showing bunt, popped up, Lizzie Liebrandt dives and makes the catch! Oh my goodness, Lizzie Liebrandt laying out to end the inning. What a play from the McDonald sophomore. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball here on WOGO Sports. We're in the top of the third. Lady Max leading Colfax 3-1. Riley Christensen takes ball one upstairs from Lakin Byer. And going back to the end of that inning, with a runner aboard. Lizzie Liebrandt absolutely supermanning it, going about 6 feet out from home plate and laying out to grab that pop-up. Riley Christensen grounds one past the third baseman, and she's aboard at first.
Caleb, going back to that play Lizzie made there, I mean, that girl gets on. You know who was on deck there.
Yeah, Brynn Sikora.
Went over the fence. And we didn't want that with two runners on for them, and that was a huge out.
Absolutely. So Kelsey Bremnes, our Service Master cleanup hitter at the plates. Your cleanup hitter brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley. If your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Grounder to short, glove throw to second, and it's dropped at second, and they're safe at first and second. Riley Dolvin head first. The second baseman covering the bag is not able to grab the throw from Brynn Sikora, which looked to be on target. And McDonald, another opportunity to take advantage of a fielding miscue. No one out.
Sure, if Coach was going to come out and maybe argue that and ask if that was on the transfer that she lost that ball. Looked like he was
thinking about it.
Asking the ump from the fence there, it looked like. But
appreciated the conversation with Coach Dickinson before the game. And again, a pretty windy, and some, hopefully you caught at least some of it in our WOGO pregame show. But again, a very gracious man. And everyone is here at Colfax. Again, we appreciate Michael Hodell, our athletic director here at Colfax, very welcoming to us here. Bunt dropped along the third baseline from Claire Ruff, and they are safe in first, second, and third. The bunting prowess of the McDonald sophomore. And the bases are loaded with Lady Max with no one out.
Claire takes pride in those bunts. I mean, every time she lays one down, she's got a plan, and she executes.
So Claire bunts her way aboard, and Lizzie Liebrandt, who is a strikeout victim to Lakin Beyer, now looking to continue her stellar play from the end of the inning. She will ground one to third. It's bobbled at third. Sliding in to score is Riley. And it's 4-1 McDonald, and they're safe all around the bases again. Hey, let's go, Kira Leinenkugel coming to the plates as Lizzie Liebrandt drives in a run.
Coach going to have a quick chat with his pitcher.
Give us time to look at the stats for Kira Leinenkugel. 365 average, but a 500 OBP. Has driven in 14, and my oh my, does Kiara have an opportunity here with the bases loaded. And we mentioned Quality Propane and Fuels, always committed to their customers, committed to their community, qualitypropaneandfuels.com. We've got a lot of great clips, great plays of the game so far. Those will be on our WOGO postgame show, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great.
Coach Ruff, I can see what he's probably telling his girls out there. You know, no outs, bases loaded. Ball gets up in the outfield, pop fly. I need you to score, especially the runner on third. We need to get him in, and the other base runners to pay attention as well. I mean, in Stratford, I was talking with Coach Wiedemeyer, and I said that could have been an 8-1 game there in Stratford. We left a lot of runs out there.
Sure. Well, right now it's 4-1 McDonald. We're in the top of the third inning. The home team, the number 2 seed, the Colfax Vikings, trying to get out of a tough spot here. Pop up,
yep,
shallow center field, nope. Gloved, and now great speed at third. The throw to the plate, not in time, sliding into score. It's 5-1 McDonald. Chloe Flanagan with a beautifully executed slide.
Exactly what we talked about.
Leinenkugel gets the RBI. As Chloe, the junior, come on to run for Kiara. And now they're at second and third for McDonald. Aaliyah Bovey at the plate. Sophomore
ball
takes ball one. Aaliyah hoping to drive in her 9th and 10th runs with a base hit here. Lauren Buescher's out there to run it. Second, and Bovey hits a deep shot out to right field. It's gloved at the fence. That's going to score at least one. No throw to the plate. Safe at third. And it is 6-1 McDonald. The RBI sack fly for Aaliyah Bovey executed perfectly.
We'll take it. I had to get up there to see. I couldn't quite see. And I mean, I knew it was out there, and then she hit it right to the fence. The girl caught it right on the fence.
Yeah, again, we needed one of those wind gusts here at Colfax. The birthday girl back at the plate. Miss Avery Bovey turning 18 today. Struck out her first time up against Lake and Byer, trying to change that here with two away for McDonald. And a runner at third. Grounder, hot shot to first base, and an easy play to step on the bag. But McDonald gets some damage done. It is 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on WOGO, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey here on WOGO Sports, the live video stream on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Hopefully you've subscribed there. It is 6-1 McDonald. We're just in the bottom of the third. A lot of game to play. That one run for Colfax put up by Brent Sikora, who sent the first pitch she saw over the field in left center, over the fence, I should say, in left center. I believe that was her 10th homer of the year, if memory serves. The shortstop takes a ball upstairs for Kelsey Bremnes. And we'll see how McDonald pitches Sikora here with a 6-1 lead. I mean, again, we mentioned Kelsey getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on. I'm sure she's ready for this challenge.
No, I think if I'm Coach Ashley Rubenzer, I'm Kay Kelsey. Go get her, right? Give her your best stuff. As a pitcher, you want that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Go after their top hitter.
It's a 2-0 count right now. 3-0 on Sikora. And Kelsey Bremnes on the season had 91 strikeouts coming into this game. She's added four already in this contest through the first two innings. Hard shot, hit out to center field. It's going to drop for a base hit in front of Riley Christensen. Not quite as much air under at that time, but Sikora is 2-for-2.
Coach giving her the green light on 3-0 to take a hack, and she drops one in there.
Aaliyah Koonsman, the freshman catcher, number 18. She singled her first time up again. The top of this lineup for Colfax, very dangerous. That's where a lot of their run scoring comes from. They trail McDonald 6-1. Low one in the dirt.
Aaliyah had that
ball one.
Sharp hit ball at the left field in her first at bat.
Get a couple aboard for Lake and Byer. Inside. 2-0 counts. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. Remnus the pitch. Foul back just in front of us. Count is now 2-1. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocan & Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocan & Associates LLC, professional land surveying. 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. 2-1 pitch. Swing and foul back to even the count at 2-2. Bremnes battling back here. Two balls, two strikes, none out, one on for Colfax. Bottom of the third here on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Carter Jagger up on the ladder. Our video producer, camera operator. 2-2 pitch, the offering up high. Count has worked full. Koonsman, good play discipline there. Lake and Byer on deck. Talented athlete Bryn Sikora, just a junior. She is quite the player at short and at the plate. Waiting at first. 3-2 pitch inside. And they're at first and second for Colfax. So Koonsman, one for one with a walk, now brings up Lakin Byer, the junior. She fouled out to Kiara Leinenkugel, a very important first out of the first inning. Now two aboard. Colfax a chance to really do some damage, fighting their way back into this one, trailing 6-1. Pop up toward Riley Christensen. She gloves it, and she will hold everybody on the bases. Got to respect the arm of Riley, and so Byer is retired on the first pitch.
Bryn has played on a team over there at BSA, I think, with Riley. If not, they were, I'm pretty sure they were on the same team. So she knows Riley's arm.
Brings up Audrey Ebert, who is the first strikeout victim of the day for Kelsey Bremnes. Runners at first and second, now one away for the Colfax Vikings. Trailing your McDonald Lady Macs 6-1 here in the sectional semifinal. Winner moves on to Thursday. Swing and a miss. Winner of this one plays the winner of Shell Lake and Turtle Lake. That'll be at Casper Park at 5 p.m. on Thursday. McDonald hoping they can get one more on their home field. Got to get some work done here. Swing and a miss again. Popping out of her stance, Lizzie Liebrandt to make sure the runners stay put at first and second. Nothing in two, the count on Audrey Ebert, the senior, number 10, the DP. Kelsey Bremnes, McDonald, sophomore. The kick and the pitch upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. It's StelterIncorporated.com. The 1-2 pitch, foul back. Getting just a piece of it there to keep it at 1-2, Audrey Ebert.
Kelsey way ahead here. I mean, she's got some pitches to work with. She's got the count in her favor.
Koonsman is at first. Bryn Sikora in scoring position at second. 6-1 ball game, bottom of the third here at Colfax. Kelsey Bremnes, McDonald sophomore. Swing and a miss as she changed speeds. That strikeout number 5 on the day for Kelsey Bremnes.
Beautiful off-speed pitch there by Kelsey. It's a big out.
So now two away. Runners still at first and second for Colfax. Emma Medden comes up, the senior number 7, third baseman. She struck out her first time up back in the first. The pitch, foul back. Kelsey working quickly to get ahead in the counts. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire is the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Livia also has the best pricing on medical weight loss solutions, GLP-1s. Mention WOGO Sports or My Name Caleb for 3 months free of your personalized weight loss and nutrition plan, Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Catching the outside edge to go ahead. Nothing in two. Kelsey Bremnes. Runners at first and second. Two away for Colfax. 6-1 game. McDonald with the lead here in the bottom of the third. Bremnes, the 0-2 pitch. It is hit high in the air but short. Aaliyah Bovee ranges over and drops the ball. Run comes in to score. Sikora makes it 6-2. It was in the glove of Bovee and just popped out. So at first and third for Colfax, and it's 6-2.
You don't see that very often from Lee. Usually a solid glove out there.
I'll bring up Kenley Bjork, who struck out in the second. That was a run of 4 straight strikeouts for Kelsey Bremnes. So at first and third, it's now a 6-2 ball game. Kelsey induces a swinging strike one. 0-1 count. And from in the circle and outside it, got to just shake that off. Get back to McDonald softball here. Make sure it's only one coming across here in the third. Ball outside. Didn't miss by much. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Fouled back right off the helmet of Lizzie Liebrandt. She seems to be fine. Makes the count 1-2. Appreciate Dr. Lona Cook and Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls. CookChiro.com. Find Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook as well. Check out their podcast. Dr. Lona Cook was a strong player for Chi High back in her day. We appreciate Dr. Lona and their support of Wogo Sports, Cook Chiropractic Center. Swinging strike to end the inning. Kenley Bjork goes down fanning, and only one comes across for Colfax, two left stranded. We head now to the fourth. Our new score, McDonald 6, Colfax 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome back to Lady Macs playoff softball sectional semifinal here in WOGO Sports. Top of the fourth, Kendall Heffler bloops the first one right back to the pitcher for the first out of the inning. She kind of reached out for that one as the wind really picking up here.
Yeah, an off-speed pitch. Lakin had her off a little bit. And those are tough pitches to hit.
Brings up Keegan Winger, who's 1-for-2 on the day, had a single and scored a run. Keegan. It's a foul along the third baseline, but it is gloved out there for the second out of the inning, working pretty quickly here at Colfax. Sierra Shipman, I believe that was out there and left, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Brings up Riley Christensen. The irrepressible Riley Christensen, who is singing very exuberantly between innings.
Singing and dancing.
Riley takes one well upstairs. From Lakin Beyer. Again, Beyer trying to work through the top of the McDonald batting order here. She's gotten through hitters in the order 1-2. Beyer the pitch, well high. 2-0 on Riley Christensen. Royal Credit Union, when you need financial advice that you can trust, Royal Credit Union, any Royal Credit Union office, stop in or go to rcu.org. Royal Credit Union, insured by NCUA. Appreciate their support all season long. Riley Christensen lines one to short, glove throw to first in time, and McDonald goes down 1-2-3 in sequence. A quick inning work by Lakin Beyer. Colfax comes back to the plate in the bottom of the fourth, trailing your McDonald AUMAX 6-2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The Lady Macs lead here in the sectional semifinal, 6-2, bottom of the fourth. The home team coming up. Message from Chris Malika from, I assume, Nashville are on the way to it, saying, keep up the great work, ladies. Chris following on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That was the first inning, Jason, that McDonald did not put across at least one run. They scored two in the first, one in the second, three in the third. And again, their 1-2-3 hitters went down 1-2-3. So a very quick inning worked by Lake and Byron. That's exactly what Colfax was hoping for. And now, of course, they try to respond offensively here.
Yeah, I mean, now it's our turn. Let's have a quick inning. That was impressive by Lake and Colfax. That's what they needed.
Bremnes. Swinging strike on the foul tip back to Lyric Nichols. She's faced Bremnes one time, and the second struck out. That is the second out of that inning. One in the first for Colfax on the home run by Bryn Secor. Nothing in the second, one in the third. We're in the bottom of the fourth. There's a pop-up. Looks to be playable. And it drops. Oh, my goodness. Dropped in between Riley Christensen and the shortstop, Claire Ruff. A couple times they've had a little confusion by McDonald, and so the leadoff batter aboard. That brings up the 8 and 9 hitters, and as we've mentioned before, McDonald does not want anyone on base when Bryn Secor at the top of the lineup comes up.
But I think that wind is really showing.
It is.
It's really spinning that ball. Claire and Lee both missed one. Normal routine catches that they both make. And
Leah Schindler reached on an error. She will bunt one. Keegan Winger gloves, throws to first. It's low and not able to scoop it. Aaliyah Bovey covering the bag. The throw was low, and they're at first and second for Colfax with none out.
Base is loaded, right? No, first and second.
Yeah. That brings up Hannah Peterson, the senior. She popped out right in front of home plates to Lizzie Liebrandt. Peterson is the only lefty in this lineup. Colfax on the comeback trail here, trailing 6-2, but no one out. Runners at first and second, and the top of their lineup coming up. Swing and tipped back, strike one. And Bryn Secor on deck. She's 2-for-2, a home run and a single. The 0-1 pitch, it is popped high into the air, playable for Olivia Wolf. She will glove and hold the runners for the first out of the inning. Well played by the McDonald senior. As Peterson retired, a fly out to right, and Bryn Secor, the powerful shortstop, the junior. What a big at-bat here for Colfax and McDonald. One away, two on in a four-run game. You know that could change to a one-run game by one swing from Secor. Inside pitch, ball one.
You know, I think you're still smart here when you're throwing pitches to Bryn. I mean, you're picking your battle. Leah's on deck. Koonsman with a good bat, too.
And the 1-2-3 hitters. Called strike, catching the outside edge. Good pitch from Kelsey Bremnes. One ball, one strike on Bryn Secor. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Sophomore against junior. Fly ball hit deep to center field, and it is out of play. A three-run homer for Bryn Secor. And it is just like that, a one-run ball game. Secor, her second home run of the day. And Colfax has come storming back into this contest.
Heard someone in the crowd say, make sure she touches home. I don't know if you watched the Women's World Series game.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a girl from UCLA hit a home run in the top of the seventh to tie the game, and she came home and didn't touch the plate. Went under review, and thanks to Appendix G, the home run held.
So now Aaliyah Koonsman, with the bases empty, comes to the plate representing the tying run for Colfax. Donald had a 6-1 lead. It is now 6-5 with just one out for the home team, the Colfax Vikings, and all the momentum certainly has shifted their way. First pitch strike and response time for McDonald. Couple errors in the inning. Put those two base runners aboard for Secor. Low and in the dirt gets away. 1-1. If you're curious what your home or your land is worth or you're looking to buy, call Sissy Knops of MSK Realtors. That's MSKRealtors.com. Leah Koonsman, one for one with a walk. 6-5 ball game here in the fourth. Hard shot out deep to center field and an over-the-shoulder catch by Riley Christensen at the wall. Oh, my goodness, Riley.
Beautiful catch, Brian.
I don't know if that one was going to carry over the wall, but at least was going to hit it.
It was hitting the top of the fence for sure.
And Riley Christensen, a very key second out of the inning. See if that helps McDonald get a little momentum back. Lakin Beyer looking for her first hit. Foul out in the first. Fly out to Riley in center her last time up. Takes an inside pitch, ball one. 6-5 game, McDonald with a one-run lead. You're in the bottom of the fourth. Inside pitch, ball two. I think both teams would say some of the errors in the field have certainly been costly. They've allowed unnecessary base runners for McDonald that made it a three-run homer instead of a solo shot for Secor, and then a little pop-up. Kiara Leinenkugel not able to get to it in time. And Byers aboard for the first time. And on the Colfax side, again, some errors, some throwing errors have helped McDonald play a couple of their runs. Audrey Ebert, who struck out in the first and the third, back of the plates. And she represents the go-ahead run here for Colfax in the bottom of the fourth.
You know, I still think we're in a good spot here, Caleb. We're going to be all right.
So Beyer at first. And Audrey Ebert at the plate for the third time. The righty, the DP, the senior number 10. She'll pop one up. Shallow right field. Olivia Wolf runs up, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Three come across for Colfax thanks to the bat of Brynn Sikora. We head to the fifth inning. Our new score, McDonald 6, Colfax 5, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Some good news from Schofield. Chippewa Falls in the sixth, leading D.C. Everest 1-0. We also have a one-run game here. McDonald leading Colfax 6-5. Kelsey Bremnes had the plates. And she will line the first one to third and just hooking foul. Kelsey in that cleanup spots. Brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley. If your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. If that wind hadn't been blowing, you think maybe Kelsey's able to keep that one fair.
That didn't miss by much.
And trying to help her cause here. Nothing in one pitch from Lakin Beyer. That one has popped up right to third base for the first out of the inning. So Byers worked her way through the top of the order. And Shy High looking for a little more in that game against DC Everest as well, facing one of the best pitchers in the state in Addison Cluck. Changing speeds, Claire Ruff takes strike one. Donald trying to get some momentum back to their side.
Here we go, Ruffer. Let's start something here. There we go.
She'll send a hard line shot, dropping right in front of the center fielder, and a timely hit for Claire Ruff. And Ruff is aboard, bringing up Lizzie Liebrantz. Lizzie strides to the plate, the sophomore catcher.
Come on, Lizzie, you're due.
With Claire Ruff at first base. Ball one, too low, below the knees for Liebrantz. Caroline and Kugel on deck. She's one for two on the day with a sack fly and an RBI. 6-5 ball game. McDonald with the lead. Low and in the dirt to Lizzie Liebrantz. Laying off on that one, 2-0. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Macs. 2-0 pitch, fouled off. Big cut of that one from Lizzie Liebrantz. She struck out in the first, singled, and drove in a run in the third, her second time facing Lakin Byer. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. One-run game here in the sectional semifinal at Colfax. Byer misses outside. 3-1 counts. Hitters count to Lizzie Liebrantz. She steps out and will dig back in from the right side.
Come on, Lizzie.
One away. Ruff at first. Lakin Byer, the junior. The kick and the pitch. It is popped up sky high. Playable for the second baseman, and she will reach up and glove for the second out of the inning. Think out there for Colfax. Kiara Leinenkugel comes to the plate. Leinenkugel singled in the second, then a sack fly that drove in a run in the third. Two away, Claire Ruff. At third, and a grounder past the third baseman. Swinging at the first pitch, Kiara Leinenkugel, and first and second for McDonald with two away. Well done by Key. Brings up Aaliyah Bovey. McDonald's sophomore, second baseman. Two outs, two on, top of the fifth, one-run game for McDonald. First pitch inside. If you're Lakin Byer, of course, have to be careful that nothing gets away from you as well, too, with two on the base paths and some good speed. 1-0 counts. Byer the junior, the kick and the pitch. It is popped up out of play behind us. 1-1.
Come on, Lee.
In the top of the fifth, Colfax, of course, the home team, trailing by just one run, 6-5. McDonald's led by as many as five in this game. Byer the pitch inside. Good eye there from Bovey. Two balls, one strike. Caroline and Kugel stands at first. Claire Ruff at second. Two away. McDonald trying to avoid being blanked for the second straight inning after they scored two in the first, one in the second, three in the third. Byer the pitch. Blooper gets past.
Come on, Lee, get there.
And Bovey outruns it. Claire Ruff headed for home plate at the plate. Oh, my goodness, they called her out. Oh. Ruff coming in hard to score. And they said the throw was there in time. Tough end of the inning for McDonald. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The online patient service specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Macs and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
We appreciate Sam Rubenzer and all the sponsors making this broadcast possible. McDonald and Colfax in a one-run game here in this sectional semifinal, bottom of the fifth. Claire Ruff trying to add an extra run for McDonald, was called out at the plate, and that was a bang-bang play, a tough one.
You know, you love the
McDonald
aggressive base.
Oh. There we go.
You love the aggressive base running by Claire. She's always aggressive on the base pads, and she almost snuck in it. You know, I'd like to see that one on replay again. We'll go back to the tape later on, but I think Dalton made a good call there, but I like the aggression by Claire.
Swing and a miss. Kelsey Bremnes ahead, nothing and two on Emma Medin, the senior. She's in the five spot for Coach Dickinson. Bremnes the pitch upstairs, ball one. 1-2 count here in a one-run ball game, 6-5. Home half of the fifth inning. Certainly getting down to crunch time here in this sectional semi. Bremnes the pitch, inside, called strike three. That is strikeout number seven.
Big first out there.
So Medin is retired. Brings up Kenley Bjork, who struck out the second and the third. The freshman second baseman. Swinging strike one on the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes. Three runs in the fourth inning for Colfax to pull back within a run here, 6-5. Changing speeds, Bremnes. This is outside, 1-1. Colfax the 2 seed, McDonald the 4 seed. We're playing here in Colfax rather than in Chippewa Falls. McDonald defeated Stratford on Thursday, regional champion. Popped up high over the fence. Not quite over the fence. The wind kind of blew it back. So 1-2. Lyric Nichols, the freshman right fielder, in the 7th slot for Coach Dickinson, is on deck. One and two the count. Bremnes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh. Another big punch out. Number 8 of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes has struck out two. Lyric Nichols now comes to the plate. Freshman right fielder with Aaliyah Schindler, the sophomore first baseman, on deck. Bremnes the pitch, popped up, center field, and ranging over to make the catch, Riley Christensen. McDonald sends down Colfax, 1-2-3. We head to the 6th inning. Our score remains McDonald 6, Colfax 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips. Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut. They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
The birthday girl, Avery Povey, at the plate here to start the 6th. She'll take strike one from Lakin Byer. 6-5 game. Byer's worked very quickly through the McDonald lineup last couple innings.
Need Avery to get on here, and that would be huge.
One-run game. Pop up.
Shoot.
To the second baseman, gloved there. For the first out of the inning, Kenley Bjork, the freshman. That'll bring up the top of the lineup for McDonald. And Kendall Heffler at the plate. See if Kendall has a big moment in her. She reached one time on an error, still looking for her first hit. Shows bunt, low in the dirt. Ball one. Updates from elsewhere on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Chi High, DC Everest, now at one apiece, heading into the seventh. One run ball game there, now a tie. McDonald hoping to stave off a tie here. Trying to add some runs here. 1-1 on Kendall Heffler. Against Lake and Beyer. Beyer the junior, Heffler the senior. Pitch, chopper toward third. It's bobbled and into the outfield, and Kendall is aboard with a base hit. One away from McDonald, one on. As Kendall Heffler reaches and brings up Keegan Winger.
That's a spark we needed right there.
Again, any little bobble. And that one actually got through after it was bobbled, but a bobble's all it takes for the speed of Kendall Heffler to reach. So Keegan Winger at the plate. She will bunt along the first base line, throw to first to move the runner along. And Kendall Heffler in scoring position as McDonald will play small ball here with two away. And Riley Christensen at the plate. Keep mentioning a big spot for pretty much every McDonald hitter here. Riley 2-for-3 on the day. Scored a couple runs, a couple singles.
She's due for one, huh, Caleb?
They've hit him out. We can do it too. Riley,
no
long shot to right center field. And it is off the fence. Riley cruises into second. We'll take a run scoring double. It is 7-5 McDonald.
We'll take it.
Needed that gust of wind, but Riley hits one all the way back to the fence to make it a two-run game. And that's a big run as Kelsey Bremnes, our Service Master cleanup hitter, comes to the plate. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. If your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Clay and the crew, Service Master Trust, comes in the yellow truck. First pitch low and in the dirt, and Riley ready to move if that one could get away from the catcher, Aaliyah Koonsman. 7-5, the Lady Max, top of the sixth, two away. One in scoring position, that's Riley Christensen, who just had that RBI double. Liner right back to Lakin Beyer, and she'll casually drop the ball back in the circle and hand it back to Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald gets one across, bottom of the sixth coming up. Two-run game, 7-5, the Lady Max, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Since 1951, Bowl & Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl & Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl & Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl & Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Here we are at Colfax, the drama building, as we are in the bottom of the sixth in the sectional semifinal here on WOGO Sports, the YouTube channel, and the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Appreciate subscriptions. It's free. You can be notified whenever we go live on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. McDonald leading Colfax 7-5, 8-9-1 in the batting order for the Colfax Vikings. And that one is Bryn Secor in the leadoff spot. She is 3-for-3, swing and a miss.
Miranda Johnson
by Aaliyah Schindler.
The game at first base for us.
So Miranda Johnson, the sophomore, number 20 at first. And Sakura, two homers on the day, 3-for-3, and she's driven in four. Called strike on Aaliyah Schindler. She reached on an error in both the second and the fourth. She was one of the three that came in on that three-run homer by Sakura. 0-2 pitch upstairs, missed. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on WOGO Sports. Winner moves on to Thursday at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, sectional final. 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory. Long run. Aaliyah Bovey makes the grab just beyond the line for the first out of the inning.
Good job, Lee.
Bovey moving over nicely. That was some ground she had to cover. Caught it just beyond the first base line. Brings up Hannah Peterson. She popped out in the second and the fourth. The lefty, lone lefty, as we've mentioned in this lineup. Trying to get aboard for Bryn Sikora in a two-run ball game. Remnus the pitch. Lined out to center field. It's a long run, and it's back to the wall. Heading into second with the tying run coming to the plate. A huge hit for Hannah Peterson with the double.
Base open here.
Bryn Sikora again, Coach 3 for 3 on the day, and they are going to intentionally walk her. So now the go-ahead run coming to the plate, but it's the decision you have to make for McDonald.
Yep.
With the way Bryn Sikora has swung the bat. Aaliyah Koonsman, she is 1 for 2 with a walk. Again, a very dangerous bat, the catcher.
Yeah, I mean, this is
top of this lineup, you have three hitters hitting 500 or better. 7-5 game, McDonald with a two-run lead. An absolute gut check here, one away. First pitch, called strike, catching the outside edge. Kelsey Bremnes. When you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, call Bowl Improved Plumbing of Chippewa Falls. Bowl Improved Plumbing, trusted since 1951. 0-1 count. It is popped out to center field. Riley circles under it, will hold the runners at the bases. That is a big second out. As Koonsman is retired.
Koonsman didn't miss that one by much.
Not by much. That could have been another three-run homer. Brings up Laken Beyer. She's 1 for 3.
Another good batter here. We're not out of the woods yet.
Beyer, I believe, 493 average coming into this game. She singled her last time up. Runners at first and second. The pitch popped up and over the head of Claire Ruff. One run is going to come in to score, and it is a one-run ball game, 7-6. Sikora will hold at second, but an RBI single to make it 7-6. Laken Beyer brings up Audrey Ebert, 0-for-3 on the day with two strikeouts. Courtesy runner will be going to first. Top of the order for Colfax has continued to do damage. Chai High in the bottom of the seventh. Still tied at one with DC Everest. Swing and a miss on the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes to Audrey Ebert. First and second with two away. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. One-run game now, 7-6. McDonald with the lead. Bremnes the pitch. Outside, couldn't quite catch the edge. 1-1.
This is where we got to get out of here right now, Caleb. Set ourselves up for that last inning.
Indeed. Two away, 1-1 game. Excuse me, 1-1 count, one-run game. Drive to center field. Riley ranging up, makes the catch on a dead sprint to end the inning. One comes across for Colfax, but McDonald's still in the lead. 7-6 as we head to the seventh. Stay with us. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Hi, Chippewa fans. My name is Sissy Knops. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Here's a pop quiz. Do you know the current value of your home? I help clients in the Chippewa Valley answer this question in order to get their home sold for top dollar. I can also help you write a winning offer on a home in today's competitive market. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, cabin, or piece of land, contact me, Sissy Knops of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, 715-828-0903.
Welcome back. Seventh inning here on WOGO Sports. And Claire Ruff coming to the plate. For a moment, thought maybe Kelsey Bremnes was coming up since Ruff made the last out of the sixth. But instead, Claire is coming to the plate with her team leading 7-6. She will pop the first
Get
one.
Down.
Foul, and it drops just in foul territory, but barely out of the reach of Aaliyah Schindler, the sophomore. Again, Riley Christensen out there in center field, ending the last inning, saved at least one run.
It did, yeah. That was like a game changer there.
7-6 game. 0-1 count. Chopper loved by Sakura. The throw to first. It's dropped, and she's safe at first. It was a low throw. Couldn't be scooped. And Claire Ruff, that speed, makes it to first base, bringing up Lizzie Liebrandt.
We'll take it. As you know, we both know that's a solid shortstop. She doesn't make many mistakes out there.
It was a low throw, and again, just on target, on time, but dropped. Liebrandt takes strike one. None out for McDonald.
A couple more insurance runs would be great.
They lead 7-6. Ruff at first. Lizzie takes strike two. Letters high. Good pitch there from Lakin Beyer. Beyer again allowed six in the first three innings. She's really settled in after that. Just one run in the last three. 0-2 pitch. Popped up sky high. And they collide. The catcher and the pitcher collide. And the throw to second in time for the force.
Shoot.
Unfortunately, Claire Ruff had to wait on that one.
Yeah, and nothing you can do.
It looked to be an easy play, so one out.
Lakin and the catcher collided there. And hopefully she's okay.
Yeah, Lakin Beyer, coach is going to check on her. So Lizzie Liebrandt will reach as Ruff is retired. Liebrandt reaches on the error, and again, the catcher, Aaliyah Koonsman, came out to try to make the play. Lakin Beyer trying to make the play as well, and they collide, and Beyer seems to be all right. We'll wish the best for her. Again, she's going to stride right back in there, but I think just kind of stunned. Again, you're focusing on that high pop-up and don't expect someone to be running into you.
Especially your catcher.
And again, I have to credit the Colfax infield as well, yeah. Too. It was that Koonsman, I believe, who made the throw to retire Claire Ruff. Otherwise, it's first and second with no one out. Lauren Buescher has come in to run at first for Lizzie Liebrandt. Caroline Kugel takes one low and in the dirt. Mentioned this before, but another big spot for Key.
Yeah.
So Buescher at first, but now one away. McDonald leading 7-6. 1-0 count. Leinenkugel pops one sky high to the outfield. Left side is glove. Claire Ruff, Lauren Buescher will tag and head to second. But now two retired. As Leinenkugel, the fly out for the second out of the inning, brings up Aaliyah Bovee.
Better time than now, Lee. Here we go.
And a single her last time up. Bovee with a runner at first base. That's Lauren Buescher. One run game. Buescher, at second. Strike one from Lakin Beyer. We're in the top of the seventh. Winner moves on to the sectional final. Outside, ball one. Lakin Beyer, the junior. Aaliyah Bovee, the sophomore, second baseman. Lauren Buescher in scoring position at second, but McDonald with two outs. Beyer, the pitch upstairs, ball two. On deck is Avery Bovee, the senior. Two-one count, two outs, runner at second. Beyer, the kick and the pitch. Line to the second baseman for the final out of the inning, and McDonald will try to protect a one-run lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
It all comes down to this on WOGO Sports. Bottom of the seventh inning, McDonald leads by the narrowest
location
of margins. A one-run lead here at Colfax for the Vikings. 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming up. 7-6. McDonald with the advantage. Both pitchers have gone the distance. Great crowd on hand here at Colfax. Opening pitch of the bottom of the seventh. Called strike for Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes has struck out 8. Through 5 innings. Menon has struck out twice but reached on an error in the third. Kelsey, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss.
Nice.
Kenley Bjork, the freshman, Lyric Nichols, the freshman, in the 6 and 7 slots for Coach Dickinson. 0-2 count. Kelsey, the kick and the pitch, just missed outside. 1-2. Thank you to our camera operator, video producer on site here, Carter Jagger, for the WOGO Sports video stream on YouTube and Facebook. The man on the ladder. Getting the shot you're seeing right now. 1-2 pitch. Missed outside again. 2-2. Good discipline from Emma Medin, the senior.
Come on, Kales.
7-6 game. One run lead for McDonald. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bremnes, the pitch, popped up high and out of play. Along the first baseline, they'll do it again at 2-2. Jai High and extras right now in the 8th. Still tied at 1 with DC Everest. It's in the top of the 8th. It looks like the base is loaded for Jai High. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. None out, none on. Bottom of the seventh at Colfax. Bremnes the pitch.
Yeah!
Swing and a miss and a big strikeout. The 9th of the game for Kelsey Bremnes for the first out of the 7th.
That's a huge out there.
That brings up Kenley Bjork, the freshman second baseman. She's been retired in the 2nd, 3rd, and 5th. Now 1 out. Bremnes the sophomore facing Bjork the freshman. The pitch just missed outside.
Oof.
Not by much.
No.
1-0 count. Lyric Nichols the freshman in the 7th slot on deck. Bremnes the pitch, swing, foul back. Bjork getting a piece of it. 1-1. When you need a plumbing repair or a building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls. Bowl and Prue Plumbing, trusted since 1951. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, none on. Bottom of the 7th. Bremnes, the pitch, swing and a miss. Change speeds. Beautiful pitch, 1-2.
Beautiful pitch, Kelsey.
Usually you just get that excited for strikeouts, but that was such a pristine pitch from Kelsey Bremnes. Going ahead in the count 1-2 on Kenley Bjork, the freshman. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The pitch,
just outside.
Where did that one miss?
Wow, hoping for the call that time.
For investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer, Rubenzer Wealth Management at 715-835-2123. The 2-2 line for a base hit in the center field. Oh, and that non-call gives Bjork life. And she represents the tying run aboard at first. Bjork had struck out three times. Now Lyric Nichols, the right fielder at the plate in the seven slots. Runner at first. One-run game. Remnus the pitch. Called strike.
Same pitch.
I was going to say. Exact same location, it seemed.
It's okay.
We're not behind the plate. But business to take care of here for McDonald. Colfax has a spark. One out, but one on. Trailing by one run, 7-6. Remnus the pitch. Swing, tip back. 0-2 counts.
Come on, Kelsey. Let's go get it.
Bottom of the seventh. Runner at first is Kenley Bjork, who battled her way aboard. The 0-2 pitch, changing speeds, missing. 1-2. Ben Rubenzer Wealth Management, Sam Rubenzer, call 715-835-2123 for investment advice, insurance planning, or personalized retirement analysis. Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management. Remnus, the 1-2 pitch, fouled back again. Lyric Nichols, again, her fourth time seeing Kelsey Bremnes, staying alive here. One ball, two strikes. One out, one on. 7-6, McDonald, bottom of the seventh. On the road here at Colfax in a sectional semifinal. Remnus, the 1-2 pitch, lined to short, throw to second for one. Oh, no, it's dropped by Bovey at second. Looks to be a double play ball. And now first and second for Colfax.
Oh, Lee. It's all right. We got to shake that off.
So Nichols aboard. And now the eight hitter for Colfax. And again, Colfax just trying to get back to the top of their order. One away. And now the winning run is at first. First pitch misses high. Colfax was thinking coming into this inning trying to extend the game. Now they might be thinking win it. Still just one out. One in scoring position. That represents the tie. Remnus the pitch upstairs. Ball two to Elias Schindler, the sophomore. 2-0 the count. Anna Peterson, the lefty, who doubled her last time up, is on deck. Pitch missed again, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, two on, one out. Remnus the pitch. That time found the mark. 3-1. Trying to fight her way back into this at bat.
Come on, Kelsey. Dig deep here, girl.
One run game. Remnus the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count has worked full. 3-2. Schindler, the sophomore first baseman. Against Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore pitcher. Two on, just one out. The payoff, the swing and a miss, and a big strikeout. Number 10 of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. Now Hannah Peterson, who doubled her last time up. The final out for Colfax.
This is a batter we got to get, Caleb.
If she reaches Bryn Sikora, who has not been retired today,
comes to the plate.
Wants it more.
The lefty, Hannah Peterson, with two away in a 7-6 game. She'll pop one up, calling for it. Lyman Kugel reaches back, making the catch. It's Miranda Johnson. Johnson makes the catch, and McDonald wins. They survive. They're going on to the sectional final. Miranda Johnson, the sophomore in foul territory, ends the game. And McDonald, the big exhale as they take care of business in the most dramatic of fashions. Miranda Johnson, Miranda, thinking Kiara was still over there for a second. Our view a little bit shaded, but the pop-up by Hannah Peterson, and the Lady Macs survive and advance, and they are moving on to the sectional final, and they get one more game at Casper.
Man. Chris in Nashville, how about them Macs?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
10 strikeouts for Kelsey Bremnes. And McDonald with Brent Sikora waiting
for her chance.
Oh, my goodness. And you just, if you're McDonald, you just did not want to face Sikora one more time. What a player she is. But Kelsey Bremnes battling. And again, you look at that final inning, a strikeout, you're feeling pretty good. But then Bjork reaches on the single after a battle and thought you got a strikeout on Bjork. You don't get the call. Again, the umpires have a better view than we do, but Bjork battles her way aboard. And then, again, the ups and downs of this game. Lyric Nichols reaching on an error when you thought you had not only Bjork out at second, but you thought you had a double play ball there to end the inning. Honestly, I was gathering up for that double play call to end it. Gets away from you at second base, and then you have Aaliyah Schindler strike out, a huge, huge strikeout for Kelsey Bremnes. Hannah Peterson, who doubled her last time up, one of the seniors for this Colfax squad, comes back to the plate, and she's thinking probably could tie the game with a base hit right here, but if she reaches in any form or fashion, you've got Brent Sikora, who's 3-for-3 with two homers and a walk, coming up to the plate. Nowhere to put her, potentially, with bases loaded. A knock ends the game. I mean, that's the drama of what we were just witnessing.
You know, no offense to that last batter, but I think if I'm Colfax's coach there, I mean, I'm telling that batter to go up there. And I mean, we need Bryn Sikora to get on up to the plate. And if we do, we're going to win this game. And, that's tough. I mean, hats off to this Colfax team. I mean,
what a difference a year makes, too, as McDonald run ruled Colfax in a regional championship 10-0, and Colfax almost walks off McDonald. It felt that close, but the Lady Macs move on. Seeing in the bottom of the eighth, it looks like Chi High has fallen to DC Everest 2-1. We'll be back after this. A lot coming up on our WOGU postgame show, including the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. It was great here for McDonald. We'll step out and be back after this. Don't go away on WOGU.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Soak up sun, sand, and smart saving with a certificate at Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.40% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/savesmart. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 5/27/25. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald's softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
A little time to catch our breath here in Colfax as McDonald wins it 7-6. If you were checking out the Chi High game, you saw that the Lady Cards fall to DC Everest for the third time this season. A tremendous game for Coach Faraday, Coach Secor, and their squad, but they're walked off in extra innings in the eighth, 2-1. So a fine season for our Lady Cards, but does come to a close against the 1-seed DC Everest. This time McDonald proving to be road warriors once again. Jason Bovey, and we'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff in just a few minutes, but want your thoughts on this. Chris from Nashville sending a text cheering the girls on and saying she'd love to be back in the saddle on Thursday, so you guys will have to arm wrestle for that, I guess. But man, what an incredible game. And I know you texted me earlier and you said you made the rule on your daughter Avery's 18th birthday. You said you can't lose on a player's birthday. It's just not allowed. And thankfully the girls were paying attention to that.
Not only lose, I mean that would end her softball career, right?
So. Yeah. So
glad she got her birthday wish.
And a birthday wish, and not only getting to play at least one more time, we're hoping three more times, but getting to play one more time at Casper, and that was in the regional semi. We wondered about that. Would these girls get one more chance to play on their home field? And it was going to take some doing. You'd have to go on the road and knock off the 1-seed Stratford. Mission accomplished. You'd have to go on the road and knock off the 2-seed Colfax, an incredible team. They did that as well. And my goodness, these girls are just warriors and need to stop probably for a moment gushing about them. But to say that Colfax team is young and ridiculously talented, and I would expect them to be right back in this position next year as well, too. And honestly, you're kind of hoping that you can meet maybe in the sectional round, if possible, next year, because this Colfax team is very, very dangerous.
Absolutely. I mean, these are the games, like Coach Ruff has said before, these are the games you want to be in. But it seems like this year, when we've been in those games, we've been on the opposite end of those games. And for us to come out on the winning side of these close games, I mean, this reminded me of Grantsburg in a way.
Yeah.
Grantsburg came in that last inning and beat us after we fought hard all game long. And, you know, that's why we play the competition we play to get in. I mean, looking at Colfax, I thought, we were going to come into this game and it'd be
a little bit easier than the last game, but any team that makes it to sectional round of the playoffs, throw records out the window. I mean, they're going to be a tough out.
When honestly, if you're a McDonald fan, I think you can't help but see your team up 6-1, and you're feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good, and you've dealt with, say, the bottom half of their order quite well so far, and you just figure, hey, if we can get past the top of their order, you feel pretty good about your chances with a 5-run lead. But, again, Colfax, you know, one in the first on that home run by Secor, but they sneak one across in the third, both teams taking advantage of some defensive lapses, and then in that fourth inning, a huge fourth inning for Colfax, because you look at the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, 7 reaching on an error, 8 reaching on an error, and Lyric Nichols and Aaliyah Schindler, and because they both reached on an error, McDonald got one out before Secor came to the plate, but Secor jacks it for her second home run, and that time, rather than a solo shot, a 3-run homer, and that was game-changing for Colfax, because all of a sudden you're back within a run, and it was kind of white-knuckling the rest of the way for McDonald, and give a lot of credit to Lakin Beyer for Colfax as well, too, as she worked through the heart of the McDonald order, the top of the order, very, very quickly, including going 1-2-3 on the 1-2-3 hitters for McDonald, when the Lady Macs, you'd hope, would have been able to respond. And so, again, just an absolute incredible game on both sides. It's a shame that both of these teams can't advance to play on Thursday, but McDonald able to win by the slimmest of margins.
Yeah, hats off. You know, both of these teams came out and battled. Neither team gave up. And I watched the broadcast over from last week in Stratford, and Chris mentioned how I was always sitting over there calm and,
did you feel very calm here today?
I wasn't calm in Stratford, for one. You know, my heart was in my throat, but you can't show it, right? And today, I mean, I was just like you. I mean, we were just, get us one more out, right?
Yeah. And that's, again, the beauty, the drama of baseball and softball is you have to get 21 outs.
Yeah.
You have to. There's no way around it. You can't duck it, dodge it, or shake it. You have to get 21 outs. And sometimes it comes down to that last one. Can you get it or not? And the Lady Macs got it in dramatic fashion with a superstar on deck who never comes to the plate with a chance to win the game. And a lot of credit for Kelsey Bremnes. The way she battled in this game wasn't always easy, but 10 strikeouts and some in crucial, crucial, critical moments.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, a sophomore in that spot, one-run game to get to the sectional finals. I mean, that's,
she
those
didn't
are
pitch in the playoffs last year, other than I think there may have been a little mop-up duty here and there, but with a pitcher like Katie Ruff, Kelsey obviously got some innings, but in these kinds of pressure-packed situations, had seen some of the regular season, of course, but there's nothing like the playoffs, nothing like this level, and for Kelsey to be level-headed, to go out there and do what she did was just phenomenal.
I mean, even that play that Aaliyah made, I mean, routine play. I think we had some young sophomores earn some good playoff experience today. And they're going to get better from their mistakes, and they're going to grow. And, you know, those are plays. I mean, some of these plays, the errors we had are just, you know, routine plays. And we're just thankful that we're headed to the sectional finals.
Absolutely. That'll be on Thursday, 4:35 p.m. Stay tuned. Again, we'll see if we can get some updates on what happened with McDonald baseball, because I do believe they would play on Wednesday if they were able to win. And, of course, we would do our best to go out and cover that game as well, too, depending on where it is, seeing where we would possibly be making a road trip, too. So we'll see if we can get that information. We'll come back and be back after this. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. McDonald wins it 7-6. We're back after this on WOGO.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The online patient service specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to back the Macs and wishes McDonald's softball the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to McDonald alum Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back. McDonald postgame here on WOGO. Be patient. We'll get to those great clips, great plays of the game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. And we'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff when we're able to. McDonald winning 7-6 here on the road at Colfax in a thrilling sectional semifinal. They move on to face the winner of Turtle Lake and Shell Lake. Now, Turtle Lake and Shell Lake, last we checked on Game Changer. Appreciate Game Changer, by the way, and that great service they provide for us in media. That was 4-4 in the sixth inning, Shell Lake and Turtle Lake, so opponents still TBD at last check. On the baseball side, Coach Tim Riemenschneider's boys on the road at Athens were leading 11-2 in the fifth, so we're keeping an eye on that one. But McDonald baseball hoping to move on, and again, we'll have to double check that, but I believe if they move on, they would play again on Wednesday, which of course we would be honored to cover here on WOGO Sports. So looking forward to hopefully seeing Coach Tim and the boys hold on to that one. If you're just joining us or missed, Chi High was walked off against the 1-seed DC Everest 2-1 in extra innings. So tough end of the season for the Lady Cards, but they advance as regional champions, advance in the sectional semi once again. Shout out to our own Chris Malika, who mentioned that she was watching with a lot of new friends down there in Nashville and had lots of people cheering as she was living and dying with that game. And, you know, that's again, part of why we love being able to do this with the audio, but also the video side now, too, is to bring this game to our fans who can't be here. We, of course, want everyone to be here in person to cheer on the girls, but when you can't be here, we're so glad that we can be here for you, and that's why we're so grateful for the sponsors. I know we mentioned at the close of every broadcast, but the sponsors that make this possible, this investment in the video equipment and in the travel and in the technology to be able to keep these games going for anyone who can't be here with us in person when we know they're with us in spirit.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of something here, Caleb. What's that number that we've always had a hard time getting to this year?
Three wins in a row.
What did we get today?
Three wins in a row. Again,
and Thursday we're going for four.
Going for four and trying to keep it going. Again, McDonald did not get to three wins in a row until the closing game of the regular season. We had that game after the crazy storm out in Cadott. Yep. And the Lady Macs got to three in a row there. And now, as you mentioned, regional semi, regional final, sectional semi. That's three in a row. And now let's see if you can make that winning streak a little bit longer. Looking forward to that. As we'll see if we can catch Coach Rick Ruff at some point here. And honestly, I don't know where he went. So
he's probably fighting off the TV reporter.
Probably. So we'll take another quick break here, and we'll get some of those great clips, great plays of the game on tap for you. That's coming up in just a moment on WoGo.